In a Sunni Muslim stronghold of former President Saddam Hussein, about 100 kilometers west of Baghdad, U.S. troop casualties have climbed in the last few months, making soldiers more suspicious of Iraqis and more vigilant against attacks. And a similar distrust is also building on the part of the local population. A puddle of dried blood lies in a dusty street in Ramadi. Iraqis say it is the blood of a U.S. soldier killed when a bomb went off underneath his Humvee vehicle. A U.S. military official denies any American died in this attack, but says two Americans were injured. This kind of confusion marks many interactions between U.S. troops and the residents of Ramadi these days. There are almost daily attacks on U.S. soldiers in the area around this stronghold of former President Saddam Hussein. One local resident, 20-year-old Mohammed Aideed, says he was always friendly toward visitors before, but now he wants to shoot them. Mr. Aideed says the Americans shot his brother in a raid, and his brother is still in the hospital.
He's very angry. If he sees any American, we should kill him.
Mr. Aideed says he is so angry that if he sees any American, he will kill him. Many local residents are angry and afraid, and many of the U.S. soldiers in this area west of Baghdad feel some of the same emotions. People shoot at them from the back of cars. Remote-controlled bombs made from old artillery shells detonate on the road as they pass by. The soldiers say people act friendly most of the time, offering food or something to drink. But the Americans feel just as likely to be bombed or shot at. Sergeant Wade Norris describes a recent attack on his convoy.
I'm behind a berm, and they blew up, I think, a trail vehicle, which caused the other vehicles to turn around. And once they turned around, then they got small arms fire. So they, you know, that's a pretty organized attack.
Americans are not the only ones being targeted, Staff Sergeant Gary Qualls says attackers also recently killed Iraqi police recruits who were being trained to provide more law and order on the streets.
We had a very unfortunate, couple months ago, a very unfortunate incident where there was a bombing downtown and it killed 8 Iraqi police recruits that we had just trained. And it was another effort to sabotage what we had created.
Some of the biggest flashpoints of tension between Iraqis and U.S. troops are checkpoints. Troops sometimes fire on vehicles that do not stop when they're supposed to. U.S. spokesman Lieutenant Colonel George Carrivo says the coalition is trying to ease the situation.
We're publicizing through the media, both the print media and on broadcast media, and everywhere, every way else we can, specific, if you will, procedures to make sure that we don't have mistakes that occur at checkpoints. Because we understand that it's very important that the Iraqi people understand what we're doing at these checkpoints.
Another factor in the Iraqi-U.S. tension is the continuing lack of basic services in many parts of the country, 5 months after Saddam Hussein was toppled from power. A well-known religious leader in Ramadi, Sheikh Jemaah Halaf, says that has turned many people against the U.S. troops. Sheikh Jemaah Halaf says he asked the troops to fix what they destroyed during the war, but he is still waiting. He says they promised him they would fix the electricity and the local refinery, but he says they have not done so. The owner of a local car repair shop, Mohammed Renawi, does not believe the killing will stop anytime soon.
It is not good. It is very dangerous. If anyone kill the American or the American kill of Arab, it is not good.
Relations seem to be at a standoff for the moment in Ramadi. U.S. troops avoid traveling through town when they can, taking the highway instead. And many Iraqis try to avoid the American checkpoints and patrols. Meanwhile, the Iraqis seize on any evidence of a setback to the foreign forces, like the pool of blood on the Ramadi street, and make it a focal point for their hostility and frustration. Beth Potter, VOA News, in Baghdad.